Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle. Because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider. And also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
I'm Paul F. Tompkins.
And I am Lauren Lapkus.
No, you're not.
I'm
no.
Scott.
Wait, which one of you?
I am Lauren.
I'm Scott. Guys... This is my real voice.
Lauren, what is your real voice?
This.
No, is your real voice like a voice that you learned to do?
My real voice is just what comes out.
No,
you
but
think I'm using.
No. But like, is your real voice your Zatcher Jacket voice? And then you learned. Then
you did you have an accent? Did you grow up with an accent?
I only have an accent on certain words, as you've experienced. I don't think I ever worked to not have
Zat
it.
Zat and jacket.
Zat your jacket is.
Is that considered to be one?
Hot dog. Some things are a little Midwestern, but I don't really work to go against.
But don't you sort of, you don't, you just like, what would your normal speaking voice be? Because do you sometimes put on sort of more of a...
I do think with certain people, I will find myself doing something a little
like
different.
Anyone, just sort of being like, I'm not
Oh my God, that's so nice. Oh, yeah. Thank you so much.
If you're talking to a black person, you're like, hey, man.
I'm not even going to respond to that.
Hey, my man.
Hey, my brother.
What's up?
But do you change your voices?
Yeah, I think everyone changes their voices depending on the...
We all code switch, all of us.
Is that what it's called, really, code switch?
Yeah, code switching is sort of like, in the African-American community, it's like the voice you'd use for work versus the voice you use when you're hanging out with.
Go see Sorry to Bother You.
I do want to see that movie.
I do want to see that, too.
It's good.
I grew up with an accent. I had a Philadelphia accent.
Like, what is that?
You doing Philadelphia is the only time I've ever realized what a Philadelphia accent is. He'll do it in a second. But then since then, I've seen people on the news and I've been like...
On the news?
Yeah, I've been like, that accent sounds weird to me. Let me look up if they're from Philadelphia. And that's what it is. Anytime
right?
I hear... Yeah.
Right?
Okay, so do it.
Oh, because water?
So like, yeah, water. Like your O's are like kind of
O's. That's
like
that's that. A big tip off. Yeah.
Like,
all right, so just talk like how you used to talk.
Let's get a Coke and a hoagie and go home.
You talked like that?
I didn't. Maybe not that severely, but yes. Yeah.
Okay. So like just say something else.
Yo, Mike, that's quite a nice bike.
That's crazy. I love it.
But I made a conscious effort to lose my accent.
And how would you do it? Would you do
probably
it by
around
watching
like eighth grade?
But how? By
well,
watching?
It's like, yeah, if you watch like the news, you know, it's and anybody
I don't
on,
trust it.
Anybody on TV.
Fake news. I got my fake news jacket on.
If you watch fake news, they're using fake voices. And I'm like, I'm going to do that fake voice.
Right. I'm looking at a bag of Sun Chips and wondering when it's going to be put in the garbage.
100% whole grain, more garden salsa.
This is a pen.
Good. Good. Nice.
But it is funny when you see someone doing like the news and you see like extra footage where they're just talking to the cameraman and like, okay.
Yeah,
so
yeah. And they're like, hey, brother.
And we're here now wondering what's going to happen when the principal exits the school. And we will not know until we see, which will be around 3 p.m. Of course, we will be waiting here for the moment.
Which is waiting until 3 p.m.
for the principal to exit.
It's 1 o'clock and we have not planned this out very well.
It's
Why
1 p.m. and
here?
The principal from Ferris Bueller is still inside the school.
Oh no, let's not bring him up.
It's the movie
Ferris
Bueller.
Let's not drag him into this.
Let's drag him in, kicking and screaming. We're going to talk about you whether you like it or not. And that's your punishment.
That's your punishment. Three people talking about you.
I feel like on local news, the anchors have to have like the broadcast standard speech, but then there'll be like the Consumer Reports guy can have the local accent.
Yeah, right. And the sports person is always a little more like,
I like sports.
He just got like the asshole accent.
Yeah, yeah. Just dumb jock accent. Whammy.
No whammies, no whammy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No whammies, no whammies.
No whammies.
Like that guy that beat that game.
Yeah, because he memorized the pattern.
I love watching that. I love it. I fucking love seeing them have to give all that money away.
I love when a game show gets taken down.
I fucking love it. I think I learned to, because everyone where I'm from is a surfer dude. So, hey, brah, what's going on? It's all like this. And I grew up rebelling against that. Yes. So I would intentionally say things in sort of mid-Atlantic accents in order to seem smarter than I was. And that's the news.
And that's how you got here.
Here I am.
And that's how we met.
But there
if
are
you
those
hadn't
people,
done that, we wouldn't have met.
There are those people who have a different voice than they actually use, like Gilbert Gottfried or whatever, where it's like, they're putting on a voice.
Yeah.
And at what point is it real and not? It's so interesting.
Especially in comedy, it seems there are many people that you meet over the years who sometimes you just want to say just to talk normal.
Yeah.
Right.
Just,
well,
you know, like I want to have a conversation with you. Just be the normal person.
Well, when I'm on mic, I sometimes have to over enunciate because I will otherwise mumble like I do in regular life. So, you know, and every once in a while, someone I just know personally will come do the show and I'll start off the show and I'll be talking. They'll be like, what's this voice you're doing? You know,
I really feel like I put on a voice for the podcast, like just being more energized.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I mean, that's just performing.
But who would be in this sort of setup that would be like, what's this guy doing?
Well, someone who's never heard the show but knows me in
But they've heard a show.
Like, that's my point.
And they're in show business. Wait. What, do you invite your old high school friends on the show?
Yeah, maybe I do.
Don't do that. It's bad.
Not are you, entertaining.
Hey, Lauren, are you going to your high school reunion or did you go or what?
Actually.
Did we talk about this?
It's
Is it spanking time?
Because my reunion was.
Spank ya.
My 10-year reunion was 2014, and I was not
invited.
Did
you say 10 touch this?
I said can touch this.
Oh, I thought you meant 10 as in all my fingers.
You're giving enthusiastic
consent. Can touch this.
Yeah.
I wasn't invited to my high school reunion in 2014.
Did you say you weren't invited?
No. My college reunion is this year. Haven't heard a word about it. I assume there's a reunion. It's 10 years.
Now that I think about it, there was
one for my high school that I was not invited to.
I don't know that I've gotten in a long time, a formal invite. I've had
delivered by a butler.
Yeah. Where is he? Where's my butler been?
But my high school was so big that I'm like, how were they going to contact me? I don't know.
What? Right. How do people do it these
days? I don't know. Somehow my alumni association has found me though. I don't know.
Right.
So they, but
my 30th is this year. I haven't heard anything. Maybe they're just not going
to
do it. Do
you want to go? I mean, like, we're living in a different time where I feel like I pretty much know what everyone, like, to some extent, I could find out what anyone's doing. I would like to go, but I don't know who would actually go.
I went to 10 and 20. My mom once said something to me of like, they just get worse and worse as all your friends end up dying. So that would be sort of it. But I don't know. I would go because I still go down occasionally and see my friends from high school. So
I like all my friends, but I'd rather just get together with them. Like I would rather put on my own party and be like, let's invite the far-reaching
Where would this party
friends.
Be?
In hometown town.
Mm.
But like,
in hometown town!
You know, invite like the people you weren't exactly friends with but were friends of your friends. And then you could have a whole thing. But do I really? Do people really want to talk to each other and hear what everyone's doing? I don't know.
My feeling.
I'm curious what people are doing because people don't post. Everyone from my high school
everyone.
Who I don't really know anymore, but I'm curious what they're doing, has a private Instagram. I'm like,
that's right.
Let me see the
your
basic
shit.
Pictures of you at a bar.
I
just want to know.
There's a few. There's a tiny handful of people that I'm still in contact with. At all from high school, not even regular contact, but that people that we have each other's info, you know, I've been terrible about keeping up with that. And it's not, it's nothing personal. It really is just that for me, especially, it's so long ago now, and we have not been in each other's lives.
But
for
you
have a long
you
time.
Didn't do the 10 or 20, right?
I've never been to YSL.
So I feel like because I went to 10 and 20, it's like, oh, now 10 years later, I want to see what all those people are up to again.
Yeah,
like I feel like there's continuity there for me.
I guess I don't like I. It's I feel the same way as Lauren that if I wanted to see certain people, I would see them. But the people that I kind of knew in high school, or the people that I just saw because we had classes together, but weren't necessarily my friends, I just feel like I don't know what that evening would be. Do you know what I mean?
I think what I'm interested in is knowing, I like to know how like a story ends or like how it goes, where it's like, I have an idea of this person from high school. And then I'm like, oh, I would love to know what happened next for them. Like if they were really popular or they were whatever they were. And then like, oh, and now they do this job. And that actually makes sense because back then they were kind of into this thing. I don't know. I'm just curious how like life goes.
I was very nervous.
I guess I'm not, is the thing.
I was really.
I mean,
no, that's fair.
Is that terrible?
No, I just because don't... also I'm at a different point where I'm like, everyone's figuring it out at this point in my life. Or like, it's yes, it seems like people are starting to find the job they really care about, and then that's interesting to me. But like, you know, you probably are like, who cares?
I mean, the people that I went to school with, and it was a Catholic school, and I feel like, you know, I would imagine that most of the people that I knew and hung out with. That were in the like expanded circle. You know, people are married and they have kids and they
work at gas stations.
They all work at gas.
Pumping my gas. I was very nervous for my 10 because I was like, I just, you know, you think about it growing up and there's so much media related to high school reunions
and
stuff.
Like it's gonna be
and it sounds like it's going to be this thing and you're nervous about what people will think of you and all sorts of stuff. And I was working
as a waitress in a cocktail bar
when I met you.
Working as a waitress in a cocktail bar. I'm just thinking of a song.
I think
when I met you.
No, I hadn't. I was working on Mr. Show, but I hadn't. Oh, I love the dance. I was working on Mr. Show, but I hadn't gotten an Emmy nomination yet.
So you weren't failing.
So you felt like a failure.
Yeah. No, but you know what I mean? Like when I went to my college reunion, I had gotten the Emmy nomination and that seemed kind of cool.
Right.
But for this one, I was like, oh yeah, I'm working in television. But the coolest thing was there was someone who was one of the popular girls in high school and whom I was friendly with.
Sephora,
but I didn't really know her all that well. And she came up and started talking to me. I'm like, so what's been going on with you? And she's like, well, I'm divorced. I don't have a job. And I went back to school to try to get something. And I'm just here. And she was like so cheerful about it. And I was what a great attitude.
Absolutely.
About it. You know, it was so awesome. And it just put me at ease. And like none of us
and
have
you're like,
to
I guess
impress
I can share with
other.
You that no. I'm nominated for an Emmy. That made me so comfortable.
Have you tried working at a gas station?
But the 20th was fun too. I don't know. I would like to go to a 30th if they have it.
I
like people I went to high school with. Generally, although I hated a lot of them, generally there are some people I really like
people. Here's my fear.
Shout out to Phil Jimenez out there in New York.
I'm still friends with most of the people that I really like. At that time,
right. Mm-hmm.
So it's like that's also part of it for me is that I'm like, wow.
My fear, and this is because I think when you move away from home, you're not as reminded of the stuff from that time in your life because you've moved into you're literally not seeing as many things that will remind you of those days, right? So I had dinner with a really close friend of mine. And he, you know, we hadn't seen each other in years and I was back in Philly for a gig and, he was reminding me of stories and
you blocked him out.
I think that's really true for the people who have not moved away or moved back there.
Yeah.
They even remember though, more from that time because they're constantly being reminded.
Yes. Even though I was an hour away, I had forgotten everything about it to the extent where I was at my friend's house. My friend had a really big kind of mansion out there in Orange County, and he had a huge backyard party, and some of our teachers were there, including this one teacher that I had feuded with. And I was nominated for an Emmy at that point, and she and she came up to me. The reason I mention it is because she
That's
came
how you
up
mark
to me.
Time.
She came up to me and was like, "So, hey, how are you? So I understand you were nominated for an Emmy. So I guess what I told you that day when I had that discussion with you after class really must have stuck with you. And I was like, I don't remember anything that you're talking about. I don't really remember much from high school. And I walked away.
You asshole.
Good for
That's
you.
Crazy.
Good for you. Good for you. I'm afraid, like, if I went to a reunion, especially now, because it's I graduated in 1986, and it's so long ago.
Yeah.
That I feel like my fear is that it would be like that dinner that I had where I just wouldn't, you know. The memories that I have are so like fleeting, where it's like just scraps of things. Yeah. And if somebody's going to remind me of something that happened and I'm not going to remember, I'm going to feel terrible. And
I think, what I would rather do, I don't have an interest in reminiscing.
Mm-hmm.
So when I think about going to one of these things, it's not to talk about what we did
the
in
old days.
It's
more just
talk
hey,
about
what
whatever. Yeah. That's I'm more interested in that. Like just seeing how people have evolved.
Sure. But I feel like, I would imagine though that reminiscing is a huge part of these things.
Yes. But I don't really think of that when I think
of
it.
For some people it is. Yeah. But there's a lot of conversations where it's just like, tell me everything about your life and you're just interested.
Tell me.
There's a lot of that.
Tell me about your life.
Tell me something good.
Tell me about your divorce. Yeah.
And you talk about how California knows how to party.
Well, yeah, I moved to California, and let me tell you, California
knows how to party. What if you went to your reunion, and that was what the first thing you said? Okay, so anyway, I moved to California, and let me tell you something.
California knows how to party.
Part of it is the dance you're doing, sticking your two fingers up in the air.
It's like little guns. California knows how to party
in the city of good old Watts. Oh, I would love that.
I would just be shocked.
I would love it.
I don't care.
Oh, Icona popped by the best.
I was Icona popped by the best of them. Where have I been these last 10 years? I was Icona popped by the best.
I will say, though, not having any conversations with anyone from high school for the 10 years, mm-hmm. other than, like, occasionally my friend Phil will reach out on Twitter or something, and then I'll go down and see my two friends every once in a while. Other than that, like, not having any conversation or any interaction mm-hmm. makes me kind of go, oh, I'm interested in going to
the
things.
Well, same. Like, I used to have Facebook, and then I would see everyone, and I'm like—
And not being on Facebook, I don't
yeah,
know
Yeah, so I don't have it anymore, so I'm like, well, I don't really know what anyone's doing. And I will, every once in a while, a random person will pop in my head from high school and I'll Google them.
Like Joe.
I'll Google them and.
Let me type in Joe.
Then I'll get nowhere though because their name is more common than I thought
sure.
or whatever. And then like.
And there's pictures of sloppy Joes.
Not Joe, you motherfucker.
You motherfucker.
But it's like I can't do my own sleuthing to figure it out because I have no. Other word to search with it. Like,
where
their
in
name.
The world is Joe?
Joe.
Is that something I said or did you just say
no.
Joe? Okay. I didn't know if it was like actually back to something I said. I was like, what did I do that's dumb?
It feels like a reference
it
to
something.
It
feels like you're hurting my feelings, but I don't know why.
My friend wanted me to go last year to his 30th because he was a year above me. He was like, I'll pay for your ticket. Just come on down. And I was like,
Was it at the Price is Right?
Did you know all the people? Because I was friends with a lot of that grade.
I mean, I was in
Drew Carey.
Sure.
You went to your school?
Bob Barker. No,
You went to your school?
Being in drama.
No, Drew Carey went to your school?
No.
Oh.
I don't know why
Where
we're
did he
talking
go?
About him.
But whose line is it anyway?
I think he wound up.
We can't get through this.
No, but I being in drama, you know people from all grades or whatever, so I would have known people, but I don't know.
Maybe I was busy too.
It felt weird.
Did you go to college, Scott? I can't remember.
I went to 2 years of community colleges, meaning I did 2 years at Cypress College, but then I also went to other community colleges because they would have plays that I would audition to be in, and you had to enroll at the colleges. So I think I went to like 4 schools for those 2 years, and then I went to my acting school for another 2 years, and we would have reunions there occasionally.
Did you graduate with some sort of diploma?
No, because in the acting – even though the acting school was part of a community college – everything that added up would not have given me a diploma. Mm. That said, Temple University offered me to go right into the master's program just using that.
My almost alma mater,
yes.
Temple University?
When you say almost, what do you mean?
Well, I did not complete my studies.
Right. So you did go there?
How long
I went there for a semester.
One semester.
Yeah.
And what were your classes?
It was like, I had an English class, I had a philosophy class, I had a math class that I was sort of forced to take.
Oh.
What was so weird to me was I was looking forward to when I got out of high school, I thought I'll go into college, I'll be able to decide what it is
figure
that I
it
want
out.
To study.
I'll figure it out.
But then for some reason I was made to take a math course, and it was like a remedial math course where it was just a—
Can I test you on some stuff?
Two
minus one.
Hold on a second.
Hold on to both of them.
It was the class was a series of tests. The first question on the first test was add 6 + 7.
Oh,
and I was
no.
like, why do I
why
need,
am I here in college?
I definitely know this.
And then they
why
were like,
what is
he
the,
doth protest too much. Sit down. And figure it out. The
immortal, I was forced to buy an abacus.
But now, were they increasing in difficulty? So they just wanted to see where your cutoff
like
was?
In a minor way. Like I went to summer school for chemistry in junior year. I was because chemistry was—
I never took it. What do you do? You pour shit into other shit?
Yeah, and I kept missing. I spilled it all over the place.
Too much acid.
But there's math involved in chemistry, and that was my down. Math
I
was
hate
always
chemistry.
My downfall.
How much
always
shit to pour into other shit? What is it actually? You're coming up with what is made up of something. Okay.
And then doing like those diagrams where you would show like what elements
are
in
a thing.
Yes. There's all kinds of, and it
so
is
like salt
with,
is made up
with
of
the experiments,
NA, you know, whatever.
Don't quiz
is that what
us.
It is?
Not available.
You hated it.
Isn't salt NA something?
Where?
Look it up. Shevin.
NaCl.
Google it, Chef.
I know because I took chemistry twice.
NaCl.
My okay, question yeah. is, do both of you, what were your feelings about completing college? Like, did you care?
All I
did
cared
you hate
about,
it? Did you just,
I
all
never,
I cared about,
I never cared.
All I cared about was drama.
You just love gossip. I want drama,
drama.
No, I.
Who slept with who? Get me out of here.
I'm a celebrity.
I failed. Here's the weird thing. I came in having taken AP courses in high school, so
weird.
I didn't have to take any math and I didn't have to take any English. So. And I went in going like, I want to get in and out of here, so I'm going to take way more credits than I'm allowed. I think you were allowed 18 or something like that, and I would take 23 or something, and I would have to go and get permission. They were like, well, you're obviously smart because you've taken all these AP courses in high school, so yes, you are allowed. And then I would fail like every class because my schedule was I had classes from 8 to noon, then I had drama at 2, and then I had rehearsals at 7 for whatever show I was in, 7 to 11, right? So what I would do is I would go to rehearsal at 7 p.m., end at 11, then stay with my friends in the parking lot drinking beer till 5.
Mm-hmm.
And then go home and sleep for 1 hour, wake up, go to class for 4 hours, then go home, take a nap in between drama, then take drama, then take another nap before.
Jesus
so I was
Christ.
Fucked up the entire time, and I would often just miss class. Class was the thing that I would just totally blow off. So I failed art history twice. I failed every single semester, just like bringing
wow.
home Fs, Fs, Fs. Mm-hmm. The only thing that I did well on was economics because I think it's related to math, which I was good at.
Yeah.
So my parents were just like, we can't keep this going for you. We're not going to keep paying, even though it was community college and relatively cheap, $250 or whatever. They're like, you can't stay at home if you're going to be failing.
Yeah.
We're going to kick you out, you know? So, but I never cared. I never wanted a degree. My parents were always like, well, what if you need to teach? I tell you, my mom said to me in 2004, like, do you think you'll ever go back to school?
I just had this conversation too. I was like, but my mom's like kind of not serious, but kind of like, but you always can. And they're like, you can always be a teacher. I'm like, I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
And like,
well,
I also
I'm a success
that I don't
in my
need
field.
To do that.
It never bothered me because I started doing stand-up before I went to college.
Mm.
So that's why I didn't stay around college so long, because I was like, I already had a taste of the thing that I wanted to do. And I was immediately recognized by the community as somebody who had promise. You know what I mean? Like, I got good feedback right away that you're an original person and you have talent and, you know, all that. OG. So, yeah.
PFT is the number one OG.
That's right.
California knows how to party.
Knows how to party. California
knows how to party.
But after, so after I'd moved out to Los Angeles and after I'd worked on Mr. Show, I'd been a cast member on a sitcom. Like, I never, from the moment I started working, I never stopped working. And I was home for Thanksgiving one year, and my sister asked me, do you think you'll ever go back to college? And I was like, no.
Back to
for
Temple.
For what?
But
yeah.
It's a weird thing, because I always did hold college in high regard. Like, I was like, I want to have a degree.
Sure.
And I care. Like, my parents really made it so that I had to have a degree.
Yeah.
And I, but I also like,
and you
agree
are their
with
biggest
that.
Disappointment.
I had got a degree.
Yeah.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yes. I graduated from college. Really? I have a degree in English from DePaul University.
Oh.
But
why don't you ever fucking use it?
Because I don't understand the words that are coming out of your mouth. But I cared about that. And I, because they did, I also, that was part of it. But I was like, I would really like to have a degree before I pursue this. I was also pursuing improv and doing all that stuff while I was in college, but I didn't pursue a career professionally until I graduated. And I think about it now, and I'm like, I don't really know where I stand on it, because I have so many friends who didn't go to college, mm-hmm. and it's fine. And I also understood at the time that it would be fine if I didn't or whatever. It wouldn't be the end of the world. But I still really respected the idea of it. And when I think about having kids and being like, would I make them go to college? I mm-hmm. sort of still think I would make them, mm-hmm. but I don't know.
I'm not sure a degree means that much in certain fields anymore. It would depend on what field they want to go into.
And I agree, but yeah. I'm saying if they were interested in pursuing the arts, and I there's a part of me that thinks it would be good to have that as a backup.
I will say that I have a friend right now who has been working in the arts for 10 years and wants to get out of it and wants a certain job. And she's saying but I was one semester shy of getting my degree and I would need mm-hmm. this. And so it has come up for her.
Yeah. And I have seen it come up for other people too.
Mm-hmm. One semester.
And that has happened to a lot of Jesus. People where they're like, I actually need one more credit.
So
or something.
Close.
Yeah.
And then I just you
but
could
no
do
cigar,
it,
right?
Which is good. Couldn't you?
No,
go,
you get a cigar now.
You get a cigar these
days? If you get close, you do get a cigar.
Is there a limit on when you are able to complete?
No,
that?
I think you can do it at
like
any
if you
point.
Got,
no
like,
statute of limitations.
You can go back.
I actually, though, I will say there are so many subjects that I have no knowledge of, like chemistry, for instance. I don't mm-hmm. know how it works or what it is. And a lot of history and stuff that I occasionally will peruse a local college's courses and say, I think it would be kind of fun to take a course.
I think what stops me is the idea of writing a paper. I'm I just don't want to write a fucking paper about
I already hate writing my scripts.
Yeah.
It's
it's torture.
I'm a bad student in that if it's not something I'm completely fascinated by, I can't make
myself
pay attention.
I just
want to
go somewhere where
I'm not ADD. It's just I become so wrapped up in the idea of I don't want to be here. I don't mm-hmm. want to be listening.
I want to go somewhere where someone tells me about something interesting and I go, oh, wow. And I leave going, wow, that's, I didn't know that anymore. But I guess that's books.
I didn't know that anymore.
That's audiobooks.
I didn't know that anymore.
My mommy, who never, ever understood my career or supported it or ever encouraged me in any way.
Yeah.
She was the kind of person where I would say, are you proud of me? And she would say, I'm proud of all my children. All right, loophole. But she...
Her name was Loophole?
Her name was Loophole.
She lived on the second floor?
My name is Loophole. I live on the second floor.
I am not proud of you. She, after I'd lived out here for years and went back, she, and it was like at this point, it was clear, not only is this what I'm dedicated to doing,
but
it's working out.
Yeah,
it's
fine.
I'm actually, I'm fine. She invited me, she suggested that I take lessons from my uncle. She gave me an engraved invitation. Do you know Joel Spence?
Yeah.
Joel Spence is an old friend of my wife, Janie. And
Friend of my wife.
She told me that one time.
So
he,
not related to Porat.
We were doing William Shatner.
She got an Evite.
I was doing Porat.
She got an Evite from him.
An old friend of my wife.
My wife.
That's Borat.
Borat falling down the stairs.
My wife!
She got an invite from Joel, and she opened it up, and it said, Joel Spence has invited you to go fuck yourself. Yes. And she was the only person that was invited. Yeah.
Okay, that reminds me of something I may have told on the show.
Wait, my mommy story. But hold on a second. Okay, you might get spanked.
But I want
think about it before you get spanked.
Think very hard.
Because that's how hard you're going to get spanked.
I'll think about it.
She told me, she suggested that I take lessons in piano tuning from my uncle.
Tuning? Oh, because your uncle.
And I said, why would I do that? And she said, well, to have something to fall back on.
Because pianos are so popular.
After all this fucking time.
Pianos are so much more popular than show business.
I probably do better out here than he did back there.
Yeah, exactly.
That's true.
He actually did very well for himself. So don't worry about him.
All right.
He did.
I will say my...
he did, but he did good.
My father said something nice to me once.
Oh, nice.
Which was... I think he came out to Cafe Cordial. I've talked about on the show.
Oh my
where
God!
I was
it
working,
came with Cafe Cordial.
And he,
I know he's upset.
He was very
what
upset
is he
with me.
Talking
about?
It's like,
I loved it.
And he says like it
stop, please.
He's begging us to go eat there.
I
every
know
day.
He wants us to.
He
go
wants
to, Cafe
to walk
Cordial.
In and see his signed headshot
he wants
on
to
the
be
wall,
a big shot.
And it says, "I used to work here." Anyway, what?
He says I used to work here.
He was very.
And they just have all their former employees. It doesn't matter if you've ever done anything.
They make
every
you do
single.
It.
That would be great, though. Every single employee.
I'm
everyone has ever worked.
On your first day, you get a headshot taken. They have a photographer on call 24 hours a day.
On your last day, they make you sign it. And write, as I used to work.
Even if you're quitting in a huff,
this
like,
is not a bad idea.
I would like to go somewhere where you could see everyone who'd ever worked there. I'd be really sad, probably.
And just, I used to work every single
if every McDonald's
picture has,
had
I used
a picture
to work
of
here.
Every single person, because it'd be like probably a quicker
McDonald's.
Turnover. I'm just imagining.
Oh, my God.
That would be great.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so he came to visit me, and he was always very strict with me and very
threw
disappointed
water on
in
you to
me,
wake you up.
Yes, but very disappointed in my studies and how I am with money and he...
Even though you excelled at economics.
Yes, but... So he came to visit me at the restaurant once and have lunch. And then he said, you know what? I used to worry about you, but I realize that even if you don't make it in show business, I realize people like you, you do well at your jobs. And I just think you're going to be okay.
And wow.
I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, absolutely.
My parents believe in me.
And so they were like, you're going to make it no matter what.
No, they didn't. I don't think they always thought that. But as I've developed, you know, a career enough to the point where I know I will be okay, they are like the supportive of me and like not trying to tell me not to. My mom every once in a while will say something like, you know, if you always want to do something else, you always can't.
Right.
Because I think she sees the stress of it as being like I've learned not to tell her most of the
ins
and outs.
Yeah.
Well, no, but like where it's like I don't tell her about every audition because then it's like, oh, did you hear about that audition? And it's like, well, no, I never hear about any audition. It's just like
they don't understand.
That's a very specific thing. Yeah. Yes. Is that you have to stop telling people about auditions because they don't understand. They can't. I mean, on the one hand, yes, it is.
Well, it's cool. It's really, it's like, for this big
it's
movie
a series
or,
of job interviews,
right?
You know, and if you don't get the job, then the normal in
the normal
under
thing
normal
is
circumstances.
Like, well, you want
informed.
That job,
yeah.
So you don't ever hear if you don't get an audition. And then I have like other things where it's like you're waiting to hear about something. And I'm like, I'm personally stressed waiting to hear about this thing.
Yeah.
But if I tell her that, then she's going to be
stressed.
And then she'll be like, did you hear yet? Did you hear yet? And it's like,
every fucking
day.
Just shut the fuck up.
To know that I feel as crazy as you do, but it's better just to give you some good news when it happens. But I think the part that makes me want to tell her is the part that I'm like, see, I always have some hope going. Like, even if I do all my little things that keep me going and I always have something flowing. But like,
and
there's
growing.
But there's like
and
a
showing.
There's always a big hope that's kind of there.
And
like,
I
oh, potential.
All
the big hope is.
There's, well, I'm just saying that.
The Lauren Lapkus Show.
No, but I'm just saying that there's.
California.
Like, I'm trying to make a point, which is just that, like, there's potential, like, oh, I'm waiting to hear about this thing. And so, like, that'll keep me going in my day-to-day life. Mm-hmm. But, like, for me, that's good. But for her, that's more it's
stressful,
worse. It's
yeah.
like, it's like for me, it's like there's always some positivity circling. Like, there could be something, then maybe it'll go away, and then something else will be the thing or whatever.
It's not a life for people who, like, structure things like that.
Where, and like, where you know, like, what's going to happen or what kind of money
security.
You're going to have. Like,
planning, all that kind of stuff. It's very difficult for people to understand.
Yeah.
having a funeral.
The opposite of which, though, is I would tell my parents about things to make them feel better about
my life.
Where I would be like, oh, yeah, so, you know, this script, I made the deal to write this script, and they didn't ended up not making it, but, you know, I got paid this much to do it, so everything's cool. And, my mom would just go, like, I don't get how your career works, but I guess it's fine.
I'm trying to explain it to you, old woman.
Because she wanted something to point to, I feel like, with her friends to be like, look, my son's show is out or movie is out.
Here's where I totally understand that is because when I would have to, get a new apartment or something.
I got a new apartment.
To have to explain on a form, like how you make a living, it would fill me with so much stress. Like, no one's going to believe this. Like, when you see it on paper, it looks like crazy bullshit.
But you just show bank statements or something? I feel like that's what I always am led to.
I've
had to do that. Yeah. How much
former
money
employer.
I have
the last time
I had former employer.
But I never had one.
HBO. They want a phone number.
I literally put HBO. Because I'm like, they can
explain
it.
Yeah, I used to do that.
But no one's calling them. If you can say, like, I have this much money, I can pay this, like, whatever. It's like,
how much money do you have?
I'll tell you later.
All right, we need to take a break. We'll be right back.
Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hi, we're back.
Hi.
Wow, he just plucked me out of his asshole.
Well, that's where you go during the breaks.
Mommy, I swear I haven't figured out.
I go inside Scott Aukerman's asshole during the breaks. Oh, mommies and daddies.
Mommies and daddies, well, I'm done with those.
Mommy, daddy, you and I.
Poor Paul.
Sorry about
I'm
that.
I'm okay.
No, mommy,
it's
no
It's life.
Daddy. It was Father's Day or Mother's Day. Is it difficult or is it?
No, it's not. It's not for me. I mean, it's a combination of, you know, they've been gone for a long time and our respective relationships. Like, I was closer to my mom than my dad. My dad was so remote.
She sounded great.
You know what? I mean, she was not easy. She was not easy, but she was, I know that she loved me. You know what I mean? Like, we had a lot of great
show
times, too.
I was going to say it to you, but I held back because I wanted you to have a chance.
That she would say. She could say that easily. Mm-hmm. She could say that she loved me. But yeah, there were good times with my mom, but she was not easy. But my dad was, like, so quiet and remote that it's like it's the same now as when he was alive.
Wow.
It really is like that, you know. Right. I would call him twice a year. I would call him on Father's Day and I'd call him on his birthday. And it was always like an awkward conversation.
Right. So and it's then, almost like you don't have to do those anymore, which is kind of nice.
Kind of, yeah.
In a way.
Yeah.
It's so interesting. thinking about those relationships. I don't know. Just thinking about people going into like someone who just like it's like thinking about somebody having a baby and then being like, I'll be a very detached father. Like you're just
I
like,
know.
Yeah.
It's not well, on father, purpose, I'm sure. And
fatherhood
it's different
was
too.
What was expected of you has changed so dramatically over the years.
Well, and I also don't know what changed like in because my mother and father did not have a good relationship. They must have had it for a while. Must have been okay. Mm-hmm. But growing up, I don't remember. I never saw them exchange any affection, and they effectively stopped speaking to each other, oof. You know, when I was very young, you know, and they would only like when they had to mm-hmm. talk about, you know, whatever about the house, they would talk to each other, but they it's not like they would strike up a conversation, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I remember them doing stuff. We would all do stuff as a family when I was little, but I think like definitely by the time I was in, say, like eighth grade, they were done, you know.
Right.
Separate bedrooms and
really,
you know, yeah, yeah, oh, wow. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Which I was
some people do
in
that
a three story house.
Mm-hmm. Some people do that for the safe
for
safe,
snoring.
The, yeah, and like and I well, first of all, I knew a couple who did that a while ago, and they had two separate rooms, but then and like they were decorated totally differently, and
right.
they had their own style. And then I was just reading about this on a blog talking about people's like marriage advice or whatever, and it mm-hmm. was like
always have separate rooms.
Well, all these people were talking. One person's quote was all about how they sleep in separate rooms for snoring, and the other person was autistic, and then they have very specific things that. Who was that?
Who
your
was
stomach?
That? Was that you, Paul?
It wasn't.
That was
me.
Like
I
a heard weird.
It was like boom, boom, boom.
On the principal.
Oh, yeah.
But this person was autistic.
You're fascinated with the principal from Ferris Bueller.
I got my reasons.
I got my reasons.
Anyway, so they have a lot of sensory issues, and so that was right, easier to so not need, sleep next to somebody.
Yeah.
But I think it's interesting. I mean, obviously, your situation was different than those, but to think about it, people doing it so that their relationship will work is interesting. Like...
But with yeah. that, it sounds like it was more like I
don't want
to
be.
It was like, why would we do we
what
need to
we
do this
doing?
Anymore?
Why didn't they get divorced?
I think it was because of religion and because of it was just. I think for my mom, it was like, well, what would I do then? Where would I go?
Yeah,
you know, and all these kids and everything.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just don't see. I think it was probably like logistically. How would this work?
You it's
know?
Just such a big can of worms when you decide to do that. Apparently,
yeah.
That no, it's
sleeping
just
in separate rooms.
No, getting a divorce
oh,
is
yeah.
just like it's the unknown. So yeah. much of it is the unknown of like we got to split up our money. We got to get
yeah.
two
yeah.
separate places.
Yeah.
It's just so much that's. I think for some people, it's just like fuck it. I'll just see this one out.
Yeah,
yeah.
And I don't know. My dad. Dark, I don't know actually. If he ever lived on his own. You know what I mean?
Mm.
I think he went from. You know,
his
parents' house
right
to
into,
the Navy to oh, yeah. marriage, you know.
Yeah, yeah. So did my parents.
Yeah.
My mom, I think that she married to get out of the house,
mm-hmm.
you know.
It was boring, man.
Yes. No games.
What's that? Marriage? Sure. I'm not doing anything.
Mm. Sign me up.
Yeah, but I as far as like being a detached dad, I can't imagine like – having a baby and not always wanting to be like, oh, I love you, I love
yeah.
you, and hugging it and kissing
well,
it.
Well, but
and,
that's babies are a different thing than
yeah.
when someone
some
develops their own personality and it's like,
dick.
I don't know what to
talking
do with you
back.
Now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Talk assassin back.
Assassin back.
Assassin don't
back.
You sass me.
Assassin back.
Assassin back.
No, but I know, yeah, I mean, you know, I love that. I think about that Odenkirk joke in his act a lot about how his son is his worst roommate he's ever had. But the trouble is he loves him more than
right.
any other roommate he's
yeah.
ever had.
Yeah.
Like with old other roommates, it's like, God, this dick I live with.
Yeah.
But for him, it's like, he sucks and I love him so much. but,
cute.
You know, it's just I just can't imagine like not every day of that person's life, but then I guess life just gets in the way where you're just like, oh, I gotta do this shit,
right?
You know?
And you're stressed that, out or whatever,
you know. And especially with parents, I think with fathers especially, because I feel like my father was sort of like this, where it's just like, you know, you're expected. My father was away for months and months, you know, in the National Guard. You know, it's just like, I gotta go take care of shit. Mm-hmm. You take care of the kids.
Your dad would take trips, right? But he took trips for fun.
Did he have a nice fall?
Yeah. For just like weeks at a time, every few years.
Where would he go?
He would bike across like Africa or like Vietnam and do all these like he's an avid cyclist. He comes to do it in LA now all the time. He has a bike at my house.
Really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
It's like very weightless.
Cool.
It's like
that's
really
so
nice.
Cool to have something that you're mom doesn't do and is not expected to do, and he's just like, later.
Yeah, and my mom, sometimes it would stress her out, but they also traveled together and enjoyed going on crazy trips like Morocco or somewhere interesting and living. Mm-hmm. My dad is very into, when he travels, like living like as close to being
the natives
local as you can.
Really? So not being in a hotel?
Well, depending. I mean, usually hotels, but like not being fancy.
It would be
like we went to France when I was in high school, and my brother and I shared a bed. And we were both like, oh, and we were like so mad. And like put pillows and we're like,
I don't want to get horny.
How old are you?
Like, you don't want to accidentally touch someone. Like, it's just like,
how old are you?
I was like, probably 15, and he was like 18 or something. It was just like my dad was like being cheap and being like, your kid's
it's the French
like,
way.
I'm like, no. And then we went to Italy. Like, we would go on these cool trips, but then, you know, kind of just do it like
on the cheap.
Yeah. But I mean, I still like think that was cool. I don't have any problem
I'm sure
with that.
That you have more interesting memories about it, though, because...
Yeah. We went to Siena, and my dad knew... a chef, his friend was a chef who led cooking classes and would go on a trip to Siena every year with his class. So we were going to Italy. So we went and met up with the class and stayed at this, like, it's in the countryside of Italy, and stayed in this really cool, like, villa or something. But but it was so hot, and we slept with the windows open. And my brother and I were sharing a room. And then he was covered in mosquito bites when we woke up, like welts. Like, crazy. For some reason, they didn't really get me. Like, I didn't.
But, those pillows you put up.
Well, smart.
No, but I don't know if we were sharing a bed at that point. That was just one time. Mm-hmm. But
one time.
He was covered in these welts. It was crazy. But we made pasta with this class, like by hand. And then I ate a cherry off a tree. It was the first cherry I ever had in my life, because, you know, I have all these weird things I never ate my whole life. And I never had a blueberry until I was an adult. I'm sure I've told you these things.
I don't think I know that.
Spanking?
Just, no.
She's good or what? She said it or what?
She said it, but she prefaced it, so she's okay.
Okay.
Thank
all
you,
right. She's all right.
Coach
the ruling Coach Kevin.
Referee. I was trying to think of it. But I'm pointing at a tree in my head. We picked cherries off the tree to eat with our homemade pasta, and I had my first cherry that way, and it was like the best cherry I've ever had in my life.
Call me by your name.
I know. I simply fucked it. I popped its cherry. I have a lot of great memories from those trips. But my dad likes to be adventurous.
You know, one of the best trip memories that I've had was in Costa
Rica. Tremories.
Was Costa Rica.
It's also memories of the movie Tremor. Movie's Tremor.
Well, it is a series.
Tremor.
In Costa Rica, you know, we were up in the cloud forest, and it was very relaxing. And of course, we got a massage. And
you met Lando Calrissian.
Yeah, all that kind of stuff. But like when you're looking through the activities of stuff you can sign up for, one of them was come help out in the kitchen. And I was kind of like, what? And Cole was like, yeah, I want to do this. And so we signed up for it, and you go, and the people in the kitchen were like making lunch, and they're like, here, let's show you how to make arroz con pollo. And, you know, they just like teach you how to make this thing, and then you make it for like the people who are dining there. And like stuff like that is that you wouldn't expect. No, I want to relax. I want to have fun or whatever. It was like one of the more memorable.
Yeah, I think those things are true.
Mm-hmm. And then we just like smooshed our hands together in people's chicken, and we're just like, oh, God, I'm horny.
I would have, like, licked my hand and then touched the chicken.
Yeah. We also were on horses, and we'd never ridden horseback before.
Why do you have horses in the kitchen?
What are you, a three amigo?
What are you, a three amigo?
Are you a three amigo?
Are you a three amigo?
What are you, one, two, or three? Get off.
Very dangerous horse trip, but... We were like, we've never been on horseback before. Is this cool? Is it going to be easy? They're like, very, very easy. And then we're traversing across streams
what
and shit.
What a weird thing to say. Very easy.
Yeah.
No,
the most natural thing
you
in the world.
About that at some
not on this show.
Mike.
Thank you. But it was very cool. It was very, very fun. It didn't seem dangerous as much as we were like, should we be doing this? I never felt like I was going to be thrown.
I feel like I'd like to try that again. I did it at summer camp. I was on a horse.
Yeah.
But I. I've not really had like a strong desire to
I
do
guess
it.
I haven't written one since I was in high school.
Yeah. Like, it was fun. You guys should do it as an adult.
I remember being nervous. I think the last time I did it, I was probably like 15 and it was on like a trail. But it's so high up. Like I feel very high up when I'm on a horse that's what's freaking me out is that I'm going to fall off it or something.
Well, I just don't want to be. Yeah. I don't want to get like Christopher Reeved or whatever. And I was sort of like worried about that. But it was fun. I don't know. You know, but
you
I guess
get on a little horse.
Yeah. These might have
been on a mini horse.
These might have been slightly more little than normal.
I've been on the mini. I've been on the mini horse.
I've been on the pubble horse.
I've been on the pubble horse. Do da, do da. I've been on the pubble horse.
Do da, do da day.
All the day. All the day.
I've been on the pubble horse. All the day. We have to take a break. Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Can you fucking believe it? We're back.
Can you fucking believe? Yes, I do believe that we're back.
We're back.
We're back.
Okay, who has their feature? Was it you, Paul? Who was it? Oh, no, it was me. Oh, that's right. We're going to do... We're gonna use one of our previous ones. Speaking of Three Amigos, look up here.
That was funny.
We are going to redo one of our ones from earlier in the season. We're gonna redo Switch It and Pitch It.
Oh shit! Fan favorite, shit. I think.
We all know how this is played.
Knows how to switch it.
But California does California know how to pitch it? Okay, so this is where is it where one person says it to two people or two people say it to one person? You guys listened back last time.
I think it's that one person does the pitch.
Yeah.
And then the other two are the people receiving the pitch.
Okay, so
Kevin's nodding. Thank you, Kevin.
We are going to say to two of us will
Kefere.
Say to, two of us will say Kefere. To one person, we'll give that person a title of a TV show or a movie. Well, let's do movies this time because we did TV shows last time. So this is we'll give you a movie title and you have to do the opposite, do a title that is the opposite of whatever title it is. Like every word is its opposite. And then you have to pitch that movie to us.
Sphere, for example, would be Cube.
Exactly. Thank you. Perfectly said.
But you can't pitch the movie Cube that already exists.
Well, gleaming of it, of course.
So we're doing movies, not TV shows.
Let's do movies this time. Yeah.
Heard that right.
Okay.
Sister.
So do we start?
Who wants to pitch first? Yeah, we definitely have to start at some point.
I want to be pitched to.
You want to be pitched to?
I'm in my office waiting for my
Okay, why don't we do
Scott,
Paul?
You're the best at it, so why don't you pitch to us?
Okay, so you guys do a title.
Hi, Scott. So,
we understand you have a movie. Well, first
you
we
guys got to give me the thing. Yeah. Movie title.
Okay, hold on. Shit.
What's a movie?
Okay, so like
Paul, we know you're bad at this.
What's a movie that's ever been made?
Top Gun.
Top Gun? Okay.
Bottom.
I have to come up with it, but I was going to say Bottom.
Okay, good. Because I really want
the opposite.
All right, guys.
I hope it's going there.
Hey, thank you so much for your time. Thank you so much for seeing me.
Thank you.
What studio is this, by the way?
It's Amazing Picture Studios.
Picture Studios.
Look, I'm Martin.
This is
Allison.
And thank you for meeting us at 5:30 p.m. on Friday.
That's okay. You know, I figure like you probably have one last decision to make before the end
of
the week.
We have 3 minutes.
Okay, great. Well, I'm here to pitch a great movie called Bottom Sword.
Bottom Sword.
Is this a gay film?
It can
We're
be.
We're open to queer content.
If that's what you're into, it can be. It certainly.
Well, don't just change it on my account. No, tell me exactly what it is.
We
well,
have a queer eye for the film, guy.
We've got a queer eye in your
rectum.
Thank you. I usually say rasshole, but I'm always wrong. I
you guys are so
out.
Cool.
She likes to wrestle assholes.
I
Allison,
do.
That's
I
so funny.
Them. Isn't
that's
that
so funny?
And you use my name like a Scientologist. I like that.
Mm, yes. Meanwhile, Mark was it?
Martin.
Strike
one.
Whoa, and he's back in the hole. So now bottom sword.
Bottom sword. Okay. It's about a person in the Navy.
Oh, the troops.
An admiral,
interesting.
An admiral
like
in the
this.
Navy.
And it's very American.
And he's a real hot dog. You know, he likes to
that's
take.
American as hell.
Yeah.
So he's the first hot dog to achieve the rank of admiral?
Of course. Yes.
So he's
the first
a hot dog
luncheon.
On a stick, on a fork.
Is this animated?
He's on a fork and he's.
Is he on a fork and a lawn?
And then a lawn. And then a raccoon comes over and tries
okay.
to eat it.
Oh,
but it escapes.
Is it CGI or is this played by Hulk Hogan?
This is definitely played by Hulk Hogan.
Those are the two
along
natural
with,
choices.
Along with Edward Norton
the
as the Hulk.
Dog-ish.
Edward Norton hands, did you say?
Yes, Edward Norton hands. Just his hands. We're going to put green screen all over the rest of his body and use just his hands for the
which
hands of the hot
green.
Dog. Which are green, yes.
Yeah.
Okay,
so,
let's
be honest.
So, and then we're going to CGI completely everything.
Oh, so the buildings are CGI, but Hulk is real.
Hulk is real, and Hulk Hogan is real, and
that's
this,
what I meant when
Hulk,
I first
Hulk is real.
Hulk is real. I mean, in real life,
he's the
real.
Most,
yeah,
he big hit.
Mm, he big hit. So basically, these ships go off and they race each other, and it's very cinematic. It's cinematic as fuck, guys. And then at the end,
we're religious.
Oh. Which religion?
Scientology.
You said Scientology like it was a bad thing, though,
no,
earlier.
I was saying I just noticed the marker of a Scientologist.
Thank you, Allison.
Yes, thank you, Scott.
Okay, well, and then at the very end, the hot dog takes out his sword, and he...
Why does he have a sword?
He has
and
a sword because
he
he's in the Navy, obviously. It's part of his...
In the Navy, like the YMCA.
He's an admiral. He's gay
he's
as hell.
Power bottom.
Power bottom, and he takes it off, and he shoves it up the bad guy's bunghole. And goes, hey, bottom sword.
Okay, so we're going to talk about this.
Okay.
Look, we already have the other movie where that guy ends with the big guy shoving the thing out of the
bottom. Allison, can I be honest with you?
Yeah.
I fell asleep.
Okay, good. So me too. So let's talk.
Guys, you're awake right now, and
we
I can hear you.
We have a lot on our plate, so I think the answer is a big fat no.
Followed by, just kidding, the answer is yes.
Yeah, I did it!
I love to tease. Now, of course, that was a prank, and I get 500 points.
That's right.
Okay. Very good.
Okay, I'm ready to pitch.
You're ready to pitch.
Okay.
Paul, do you want to do it, or do you want me to do it?
Let's confer.
Oh, confer. Mm-hmm.
So we've already used Top Gun. That one's out.
Other than that, wide open field. How about...
Should we stick with Tom Cruise films?
Oh, we can do that. Do you want to do a Tom Cruise themed?
Yeah. There's Mission Impossible.
The Last American Virgin.
Was he in that?
Isn't he? Isn't he in The Last American Virgin? Chevin. Google it, Chef. He's yeah.
Okay. It doesn't
I think
matter.
So. Isn't he?
Let's just say that anyway.
What's no? What's that sex romp comedy that he did when he was
Risky Business?
No, he did another one.
Rubber
like
Biscuit?
Losing It or so like
Losing It, yes.
Was it Losing It?
I think it was Losing It.
Look up his early films, Chef, and Google it, Chef, if you will. Tom Cruise filmography, what are his early movies? I would say it's in his first, it's After Taps, but around the time of Risky Business. You're typing way too many. Losing It? Okay, it's Losing It. Let's just do The Last American Virgin because I think it'll be
okay. Okay. I'm glad we cleared up Losing It, though.
Okay, great. All right, The Last American Virgin.
Hello.
Hi,
am I in
Lauren.
The right room?
Yes, you are. If you're
I don't
here
know.
To pitch.
What are you looking for? Yeah,
yeah, I'm looking for the bathroom.
What a great icebreaker.
Of course, I'm kidding.
You shit on our floor.
Okay, so.
Diarrhea, too, like runny diarrhea.
Okay.
That's hard to clean up.
I have an idea for a film. Of course, hope we can ignore the diarrhea on the floor. I have an idea that I think would be great for
okay.
your studio.
Oh, right. well, you know, our studio is a very specific studio.
Very niche. Yeah.
It's niche. So that means nice.
Yeah, we only do movies that are either under $1 million or above $700 million. So, okay. Which one of...
It's under... What was it?
It was under $1 million or above $700
under
million.
Under $1 million.
Under
well,
a
that'll
million.
Save us some money.
Okay,
yeah,
good.
Yeah, it'll save
all
you
right.
hundreds of millions.
Well, we will spend hundreds of millions on advertising.
Yes.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah.
So this film is called The the was it? I'm sorry. The first. Excuse me. I don't feel good.
Laura, are you okay?
Oh no!
Did you do more diarrhea?
No, I'll pull through it.
You're just gonna plow through.
The first. Excuse me.
Oh no!
I'm talking here.
I know, but you're also diarrheaing.
But I'm also talking. The first.
I feel like you're talking
Mexican
is
slut.
The first Mexican slut.
Okay. Great title. I'm intrigued.
If you can fill up 90 minutes just
she
based on that
can.
Title. Oh,
now,
dang.
That's my, you set me up perfectly for my little joke I like to do in my pitch.
Sure.
So,
hold
course,
on a second. I'm just going to open a window because it's
really
I really wish you could just be a bit more professional and ignore that I did that.
Oh, okay.
So we apologize.
That's a bold thing to
that's
say.
Fair, but you're setting you're the meeting on your terms,
I
which I like.
I respect it. I'm a weakling.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. So it's
what
about,
else should we do, Mommy?
Well, listen up. Put your hands in your crotch and hold up tight.
Done.
So it's about Jane the Virgin from the TV show Jane the Virgin.
The first.
But it's a
Mexican slut.
Is that what this is about? A slut.
It's a spinoff.
Oh.
And so you know the plot of that show.
So this movie is a spinoff of the TV series.
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know.
That's never been done before, at least.
This is a first.
The plan is to be as offensive as possible.
Oh, right. Oh.
So that's why you diarrheaed.
Oh, well, yeah. That sets up an important part of the film.
Let me close the window now.
Okay. You want to soak it up?
Yeah. Well, now that I understand it's intentional,
part
yes.
of the pitch, yeah.
Now, you know how on Jane the Virgin, she's accidentally impregnated.
Of course.
Yes, I watched every episode.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Now, on this show, it's exactly the opposite. She's
intentionally impregnated.
Not impregnated.
And by many men, yes. She's intentionally not impregnated by many men.
Okay, so they pull out.
She uses condoms or pulls out.
Yeah,
yes.
Great.
She pulls out her vagina out of the dick. Mm-hmm. And, of course... this is something that, excuse me, I'm sorry, you were distracted. And I
was distracted by my assistant, Shevin.
I don't feel safe here.
I thought I saw a ghost.
It was just Shevin.
It was
don't
just
worry,
I'm
yeah.
so sorry. I need to just speak up because
okay, yeah.
as a woman in this era right
I
now.
I want to Weinstein you. Is that a weird thing to say?
No, it's not. And that's...
Keep in mind, I'm also a woman, so.
No, you're not.
Wait, is it obvious?
Let me just cut to the...
I was doing a disguise today.
Let me just cut to the chase here.
You're wearing like an old lady wig
yeah.
and
yeah.
a pantsuit.
Yeah, wearing... Yes.
No, and you're holding a cane that says I'm a lady on it.
Yeah.
Let me just cut to the chase here.
I don't think I want to...
Let me just cut to the chase here. We need content.
Because I don't think I want to give it to you guys.
This sounds perfect.
No, stop. Stop. I actually don't think I want to work with you.
Why?
Because you made me feel so disrespected.
It's refreshing.
So,
when you were interesting, you did diarrhea on the floor
yeah.
twice.
And
can
part
I?
Of the pitch.
To be fair, you also seem like a bitch.
That is true. I am a bitch. And I am right here to tell you I'm not listening to the patriarchy anymore. I want you both to go fuck yourself. And I'm going to take my idea to the studios where everyone wants to listen to me. So thank you very much. I have my diarrhea. Greet you on the way out.
Oh, well, her diarrhea is going to greet us
the way out. We really blew that meeting.
We really did.
Slam.
God, we need movies. We haven't bought a single one.
How did she see through my disguise?
All right, Paul, your turn to pitch
all
to
right,
us.
My turn to pitch.
Lauren, do you have a movie or?
Yes. Well, I came up with the other one, but so did you. Okay. My idea is risky business.
Risky business. Risky business.
Okay. Hey.
Hi.
Thank you so much for meeting with me. I
my
really
pleasure.
Appreciate it.
What's your
sorry,
name?
Sorry, what's your name again?
My name is Paul.
Paul.
Shevin, you didn't tell us Paul was coming. You said it was a woman named Rita.
You slut.
I'm
to
so
be fair
sorry.
To,
sorry.
To be fair to Shevin, when I was in the waiting room, I was wearing a full woman disguise and a name tag that said Rita.
Okay. No problem. Sorry to call you a slut, Shevin.
Okay, no problem.
That's why I'm dripping with sweat because I hurriedly changed my clothes.
Oh, okay.
In the what? Like the 30 seconds.
So did you trick your way in here? Did we not? I mean, we're
no. This meeting is on the books. I just tricked Shevin.
Oh, okay. That's funny.
Okay, yeah. So you're pitching us a film.
Yes, I am.
And what's it called?
It is a drama. It is called Safe pleasure.
Safe pleasure. Yeah. Okay.
I'm interested. So it's like safe sex. Like it's safe.
So like
buckling your seatbelt and going on a road trip.
It's all of these things and more. It's it's every pleasurable activity you can think of.
Oh.
With safety precautions highlighted before everyone happens.
I see. So I'm thinking of frisbee golf.
Do people like it in movies?
They love it.
Then it's in there.
It's in there.
Yes. And before anyone does any frisbee
golf. I don't
like golf,
playing it because I imagine a frisbee hitting me in the nose.
That's
the
right.
Bridge of my nose.
So people are wearing helmets like medieval soldiers that have that, you know, like
the
a
little
metallic guard. That's
down,
yeah, exactly.
Okay. Oh,
exactly.
I like it.
What's another activity that people enjoy?
Well, in my life, riding under a horse who's running, you grab on, gripping around.
So it's a little hair.
Cape Fear. Yeah. You like you Cape Fear a horse.
Yes.
Yes.
That's in there. Okay. And here's the twist. The safe twist.
Mm-hmm.
The people are on top of the horse on a saddle wearing a helmet.
I love this.
I love this.
How about I don't know, something my kids love to do, which is throw crab apples at cars.
We are absolutely,
in this movie,
our main protagonist. There's several protagonists.
Oh, okay.
Ranging from main to the least.
Okay.
Okay.
But you love them all equally, right?
No. You love them according to how much screen time they get.
Oh, okay. Great.
Yes.
Wild.
And so our main protagonist.
So we're told we love them based on how much we see them. Someone's whispering in our ear that we love them because we're seeing them more. Or how do we know we love them based on their amount of screen time?
Absence makes the heart grow colder.
Oh,
so the less you see the people,
that, yeah,
the less you care about them.
And is there
them
a disclaimer at the top of the movie that says that? Or like a...
It's a sort of subtitle. Like if you saw Birdman, the full title of the movie is Safe Pleasures, Absence Makes the Heart Grow Colder. The less you see any of the characters in the movie, the less you care about them.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for seeing the movie,
Birdman.
I'm going to stop you right there.
Yeah.
I love this.
I love this guy.
I love this guy.
I love this man.
You want to be with him?
I want to be with him. He is my dream boat man. I want to be on a boat. I'm on a boat, T-Pain. I want him.
So my friend isn't doing so well.
I want him. I'm
losing it.
I'm friend of you. I want
him.
Will
you please kiss
him? Are you empowered to make decisions by yourself?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
And with that
kiss
said.
Kiss me, daddy.
I need you to kiss him before
you need
I can.
To kiss him?
Yeah.
Like a full-on kiss? Or
kiss me,
like a
daddy.
You think I want to see a peck if I'm begging you to kiss my co-worker?
Oh, I like this a lot.
I'm taking my clothes off now.
Just grab his face.
You've got a deal.
Yeah.
Here's a check for $1.
Yeah, dollar option on your idea, but we're going to explore it. We're going to develop it.
Okay.
Thrilled for you.
Well, listen, I have to tell my mommy exactly how this meeting went. So what is like a thing that will impress her when I tell her? What's the
you
good
kiss
news?
You kissed me.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I don't think she's going to be impressed
really?
By that.
I'd be impressed
say
by that.
Who it was.
I'm going to tell all my friends about this story and they'll be impressed.
I'm going to tell them about this story. But I'm going to say I've got a great story.
I'm not going to tell it to you, but I'm going to tell you about
it. Tell her we're in development.
Yeah.
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 Although you have to sign this NDA, so you can't tell anyone anything. It's a very strict NDA where you have to tell all your friends that you're dead. And
you also have to sign this DTM as well, which is a don't tell mommy.
Don't tell mommy. And
you can't tell your mom.
That actually solves a problem for me.
It also stands
makes things easier.
For down to masturbate. And
oh, I'm always DTM.
So, but we're going to put an obituary in the New York Times.
No
obituary.
No obituary.
It's that I never
it's
died?
Someone who hasn't died.
Okay.
It's just an obituary. So, of course,
I just letting people know
it's so much more pleasant.
It's a waste of paper because they're
paper.
Printing hundreds of pages
but it's
of
so
no
much,
obituaries daily.
What would you rather read when you wake up in the morning? These people died or all these people haven't died?
Hold on a second. Am I signing both the thing that makes people think I'm dead, but you're
also
putting a thing
in
the paper that says I'm not
dead? Just to confuse people.
So we haven't the NDA. So that people think you're dead, and then the obituary clears it up if they're willing to do
if
the research.
If they're willing to do the research, go through thousands and thousands of pages.
Can I also ask you while we're signing things, because you signed my DNR.
Mm-hmm, yes.
Yeah, what does that stand for?
Do not resuscitate, yeah.
Oh, are you sure?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, no problem.
Like, if you guys die, I will not resuscitate you.
Yes. Because
I have a DNR, but it stands for don't not remember. And it's just a way for me to forget a bunch of stuff from my life.
Like, for instance, what have you forgotten?
Well, that's what I'm not sure.
Yeah. Well, see, it proves it.
Will you sign this GNR? It's a Guns N' Roses album.
Yes, of course.
I've never met any of the members of Guns N' Roses.
Dear
You're
Paul.
Axl Rose.
Yes.
Lay me down now.
Ooh, you still got it.
Let me sign this. Dear Paul, keep rocking. Signed, Duff.
Thank you.
Paul, you got a deal.
I think this is the first Guns N' Roses movie, branded movie.
Yay!
Yay! Oh.
That was fun, everyone.
Another successful round of Switchin' and Pidget.
Guys, we got to go. That's all the time
again,
we have.
We've had fun.
I've had fun.
Lauren?
I've also had fun.
Also have fun. Until next week, we hope that you have fun doing whatever you do.
We love you.
We love you.
We love you.
Oh, and by the way, I want to thank, I talked about this on a previous episode.
Unconditionally.
The Wayfair company with their wonderful song,
Wayfair,
Drop the Mic. They sent me the MP3. I want to hear it as we go out. Oh, fuck yeah.
Drop the mic. Drop the mic.
Oh my God!
So that's how it ends?
Wow!
Oh no!
Oh shit! A fake out! I love a fake out!
Free shipping! All right!
You love that song?
I love that song. Thank you, Wayfair. We love you.
Thank you, Wayfair. We love you.
Send us stuff.
Send us stuff. What do you sell? I don't even know.
Everything.
From your commercial.
They have everything.
Hey, Wayfair, try not to tell me. Let me get all the way to the shopping cart before you tell me the thing is no longer available.
Hey, that's a glitch.
Not a feature.
Bye.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider, and also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, Essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.